Bayou Diversity with Kelby Uchley.
To me, the word pecan is synonymous with the chamber pots of days past. However, a national survey conducted in 2003 finds that pecan over pecan is the overwhelming choice among Americans. I'll not conform to the majority. The name pecan is actually of Native American origin and was used to describe nuts that required a stone to crack. Pecans are in the hickory family and grow naturally along the river bottoms of eastern North America and south into Mexico. Old wild trees can exceed 100 feet in height and 3 feet in diameter. The well-known fruit of pecan trees was an important food for humans and wildlife for thousands of years before the first Europeans clanked the shore. Native pecans exhibit great variety in nut size, shape, thickness of shell, and ripening date. Within this diversity, an occasional highly desirable wild tree was discovered with unusually large, thin-shelled, sweet nuts. In 1846, a Louisiana slave named Antoine successfully grafted one of these superior wild pecans onto a typical stock. His clones went on to be honored at the Philadelphia Centennial Exposition of 1876 and became the first official plantings of improved pecans. The successful use of grafting techniques led to grafted orchards and the widespread commercialization of pecan production. Today, there are over 1,000 varieties of pecans with more than 300 million pounds produced annually in the United States. 1704 was a rough year for Bienville's young Louisiana colony in New Orleans. Overdue supply ships from France resulted in a food shortage, and to stretch the remaining provisions, Bienville released many of his men to go into the woods and live among the Indians until relief arrived. André Pinico, a master carpenter, was one of those who left and traveled upriver to stay with the Natchez tribe. There, to his delight, he was introduced to a nut, which he described as scarcely bigger than one's thumb. According to his spelling, the Indians pronounced it pecan.
Bayou Diversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced in the studios of KEDM Public Radio.
It's the Mostly Big Band Show. I'm Richard Harrison.
Hello again. You're swinging down the lane with David Miller.
You're listening to Car Talk with us, Click and Clack, the Tappert Brothers.
This is American Roots. I'm Nick Spitzer.
Hi, this is Pat Mitchell-Worley, and coming up on Bill Street Caravan.
Hello, and welcome to Acoustic Cafe. I'm your host, Rob Reinhart,
New Orleans, all the way live.
My name is George Engmeyer.
Hello, this is Garrison Keillor.
You're listening to The Set List. I'm Josh Madden.
Your financial support makes these programs possible here on 90.3 KEDM Public Radio.